Voters are accustomed to politicians who love to self-promote, the ones who call press conferences to brag about all the bills they've introduced or give impassioned floor speeches ahead of a controversial vote. State Representative Keith Sommer isn't like that. GLT's Ryan Denham explores Sommer's two-decade tenure in Springfield and what his constituents think of his relatively low volume.
Sommer is one of the state's quietest lawmakers. The Morton Republican has introduced far fewer bills than other local lawmakers. He serves on only four committees, among the lowest for any House Republican, especially one who's been there since 1999. He hasn't updated his Facebook page in over 600 days. He's posted one press release to his official website this year about a bill he got passed requiring state education officials to post a handbook online to help kids with dyslexia. Sommer's quiet presence is now an issue in his race against Democratic challenger Jill Blair of Bloomington. She's his first general election opponent since 2008, first-time candidate trying to ride a blue wave to victory in a red district. Blair says she's been knocking on a lot of doors in Bloomington, and many voters don't even know Sommer is their state representative.
Number one, we're not going to get better results if we keep sending the same people to Springfield. I wanted to make sure that anybody who is holding elected office is working for it and is representing the people.
Sommer did not respond to requests for an interview for this story. His 88th House district includes much of Bloomington, stretching west to include Morton and Washington. The bulk of Sommer's support in past elections has come from the Tazewell County side of the district where he's from. Earlier in the 72-year-old's career, he served on the Morton Village Board, then was Tazewell County's Recorder of Deeds, then joined the Tazewell County Board. Sommer is a good fit for the district, according to Dave Zimmerman, now the Republican chair of the Tazewell County Board. Zimmerman says the county has the second lowest tax rate in Illinois, and constituents there don't want to see the government spending money for anything but the basics.
I think he kind of takes that philosophy to Springfield that, you know what, let's do what we are supposed to do and do it really well. And, you know, if there's money left over at the end of the day, maybe we can look at some of these discretionary things. He's not a flashy guy, but we're not looking for flash. We're just looking for somebody that really represents us well and votes with our values in Tazewell County.
Given their adjacent districts, which butt up against each other here in Bloomington Normal, it's hard not to compare Sommer's tenure with Dan Brady's. While Sommer has stayed under the radar, the ever-present Brady has emerged as an influential member of the House Republican Caucus. He's the top Republican on the Appropriations Higher Education Committee. He's one of the leading GOP voices on higher ed. Their voting records are similar, but not identical. One example, they both voted against HB 40, which removed prohibitions against using public funds to pay for abortions and certain other provisions concerning abortion restrictions. But Brady broke with Republicans to support the Equal Rights Amendment when it passed the House in May. Keith Sommer voted against it. That one bothered Jill Blair.
I think that was out of touch with what constituents want. It's historically been a struggle in Illinois, and we had a real opportunity to make a historic moment in Illinois by finally ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment, and my opponent voted against it. I know that he heard from constituents who wanted him to go the other way.
Blair is a former Heartland Community College administrator who also worked for Country Financial. She faces an uphill battle as she hopes to knock off the 10-term incumbent. She drew 6,700 Democratic primary voters in March. Sommer drew 10,000 Republicans. Sommer's slower fundraising pace might help keep Blair competitive. As of June 30th, Sommer had about $31,000 in his campaign fund. Brady had six times that. Eunice had $750,000. He also moved money to other House Republicans more frequently. Since 1999, Sommer's campaign fund has contributed $56,000 to other political organizations, including the House Republicans, McLean County Republicans, and others. During that same stretch, Brady's campaign contributed more than $400,000 to other political groups. Those records come from the State Board of Elections. Blair is trying to keep pace. She's received $16,000 since September 1st alone, and large contributions from several union political action committees. She actually outraised Sommer in the second quarter of 2018, though Sommer still had double the campaign war chest available. It's common for an incumbent. Third quarter fundraising reports are due out Monday. The last time Sommer faced a Democratic general election opponent was Tom Schreier in 2008. It's a slightly different district back then because of redistricting, but Sommer won 70% of the vote. Schreier lives in East Peoria, still involved with the Tazewell County Democrats.
The people of Central Illinois do not seem to really want to move off of their party line. They vote Republican or they vote Democrat. It just seems like you, even if you're a better candidate, you can't get them to move. There seems to be more R's in that district than D's.
Schreier says it seems like there's a lot of Morton heavy hitters who want to keep the status quo, that Summer's job is to go to Springfield and not mess anything up.
As far as fixing the state or helping with any problems, it just seems like he just doesn't do much.
Summer and Blair will appear at a GLT League of Women Voters debate Wednesday, October 17th at Illinois State University's Alumni Center. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all our election stories and read candidate responses to our questions in the GLT Voter Guide. Find it at wglt.org/elections.